Agribiz and Farm Expo coming up next week. This is today's topic, and I'm Mike Davis on the Southern Farm Network with South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, big event coming up in Florence next week. What can we expect?
Well, that's right, Mike. It is the 6th annual Agribiz Expo. You can expect a lot because we've worked hard to create an educational environment, networking, understand what's new out there, and also consumer services folks will be there with a pesticide disposal service. So a lot to offer for those who come to Florence.
And I understand there's some different tracks that people can choose from. Can you tell us a little about those?
That's right. Got several. The managing plant nutrients in the CAM, you know, in the track will always help folks with their educational piece. The fruit and vegetable track talks a little bit about organic certification and a lot of discussion about, this control environment agriculture or vertical farming. So we're going to have that as a part of it, and that's something we're taking a hard look at in the department. Also, we have women in ag, new for this year, and just talking about the involvement in farming and ranching by the women in South Carolina agriculture, and also focusing on the Annie's Project, which, you know, I personally get to work with so many ladies, women who are critical to farm management. And yes, pretty diverse tracks, as we said, and also the pesticide service, that's always big. We'll be there on the 17th from 9 until 3. Right at the Civic Center, so folks coming can do that first and then go in and enjoy the expo.
And did I hear right that you are cooking breakfast for everybody one morning? Is that what I heard?
No, you heard partially right. There is a breakfast. I will be there, and will cook it. How about we put those? No, I appreciate you asking. The commissioner's breakfast is a highlight for me personally because we use that opportunity to raise funds for the Commissioner School of Agriculture. We've done it over the last 5 years, and that school is put on without any use of tax dollars, so it is events like the fundraising at the Commissioner's Breakfast that we help offset the cost. So all the money goes to that, and we use it as an opportunity to, that I'll bring some remarks about where we are coming up in 2018, some of the initiatives that we have going on in the department, just a chance to get some good interaction with folks there attending the expo.
And are tickets still available for that breakfast, Commissioner?
They are. Tickets are $25 a piece, and you can purchase them online at scagribiz.com /expo. So people could call the department here, the main number, 803-734-2210, and someone can direct them as to how to secure those tickets.
So it looks like there's going to be a lot going on, and I'm sure you would encourage everybody to come out to Florence next week.
We certainly do. I've heard vendors who'll say that they can see more people in 3 hours of time at the expo than 3 weeks of driving around the state. So that's our purpose, is to bring people together, vendors, farmers, exhibitors, educators, the department, you name it, everybody involved in this industry, to have that time together to really make it a good use of their time when they come to Florence.
The SC Agribiz and Farm Expo, January 17th and the 18th. That's a Wednesday and Thursday at the Florence Civic Center. With Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis, and that's today's topic.